Blog Talk Radio.
If I knew then what I know now, no, I wouldn't change much of anything anyhow. It was 50-50, and I won the coin toss when you danced with me at the Huntington's Waltz. When you dance with me at the Huntington's Waltz. When you dance with me at the Huntington's Waltz.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Help for HD Live. Help for HD Live is brought to you by Help for HD International and is made possible by our sponsors, Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Griffin Foundation. Today, we have Louise Vetter on the show with us. Louise is the CEO of the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Today, we are going to talk about a very important program that they have at HDSA called TrialFinder. We will never have a treatment or therapy approved for Huntington's disease unless it shows to be safe, tolerable, and effective by the FDA. Clinical trials 100% depend on patient participation. And without us, we will never see anything for Huntington's disease. This is a very, very important program, and we applaud and are so excited that HDSA started this program to make sure to help enroll clinical trials. And so we're really excited to have Louise on with us today to talk about this program. Welcome to the show, Louise.
Hi, Katie. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, let's jump right in and talk about what is TrialFinder.
Sure. The HD TrialFinder was launched in 2015 as a clinical trial matching service, and its intention is really to connect everybody in the HD community with currently recruiting clinical trials. As you mentioned, we know that the only way we're going to have safe and effective therapies for Huntington's disease will be when we can participate in clinical trials and help get the answers necessary to get these drugs to market. So HDSA invested in this platform so that families can put in just very simple information about their interests and affiliation with the HD community. So you can put down that you're a healthcare provider, you're a caregiver, you can be, of course, someone affected by Huntington's disease, but whatever your affiliation, you can choose to put that information in, or you can simply put in a name and email address so you can be as known or as anonymous as you want to be, and then get information about what trials are actually recruiting right now. A lot of folks have had the experience of going to clinicaltrial.gov, which is the government's clinical trial finder, and putting in Huntington's disease, and more than 1,000 trials pop up. And we all know that there aren't 1,000 research opportunities right now for Huntington's disease. So the trial finder is really a platform to be able to help families cut through the clutter and see what's actually going on, and then connect them directly to the folks at those clinical research sites, or talk with an HD navigator, which is someone provided by the service that does this website, who can help them figure out the website, ask basic questions about the trials, and then connect them to the folks at the local sites.
Yeah, this is fantastic, and I'm so glad you brought up clinicaltrials.gov. Because I remember being on that site and it's horrible. It's hard to navigate. It's really, as a patient, it's really, really hard. So this is exciting to have something like this. And other diseases have done similar things like TrialFinder, like the Parkinson's disease community, right?
Yeah, so the Fox Foundation has something for Parkinson's disease. We actually use a third-party vendor that's done this sort of thing for the Alzheimer's community. We wanted to make sure that we worked with someone who was established, who could handle the confidentiality needs of the HD community, and be able to really manage the data and infrastructure in an effective way. And we saw what they were able to do with Alzheimer's, and it's really the next generation of involving patients in really charting the future of how to bring that information that's so important about what trials are effective and what drugs can work. So what's really nice about the HD Trial Finder is that while HDSA has the resources to launch it, from the beginning it was always meant to be a partnership of the entire HD community. And right on the front page, we highlight the fact that this is something for everybody, by everybody, and that means that, of course, Help for HD is a partner, the Huntington Society of Canada, the Huntington Study Group, and really all of the HD organizations, especially in the U.S. and North America, but really there's an interest in making sure that that the entire community is aware and engaged in this resource.
Yes, absolutely. And this, and I can speak from Help for HD. We 100% back this program. We are excited about it. I think I remember when George Orling contacted us and told us about it, I was like, oh, finally having something that is updated and is kind of interactive like this. And it was exciting for us as a community. So we help HD back it, and we want everyone to sign up for Trial Finder that wants to, because it's important. So let's talk a little bit about what people will see when they go into Trial Finder.
Yeah, so if you go to hdtrialfinder.org, you'll go to the home page, and right there, it actually lets you be as engaged as you want to be. So there are options to match to trials. You can actually create a profile and log in, or you can just view currently recruiting trials. You'll also see on the home page a phone number where you can call and actually speak to a live person who will help you navigate the site. Or you can just do a search online function. And again, this was really important feedback from our partners when the system was launched. Folks said, you know what, I don't always want to create a login. I have enough profiles on enough websites. Can I just view and see what trials are in the system and what options are available? And I should say that we work very closely with the actual trial sponsors, both corporate and academic, to make sure that the information that goes into the Trial Finder site is current and appropriate and also really readable. This site is written for families by families, so we make sure that we review the information that's going in there, and then we test it with folks who aren't HDSA researchers or clinicians to make sure that it's really readable information. So you don't have to create a profile, but you can search and view the different trials that are currently available. And I just clicked on View Trials, and it actually shows that there are 15 trials currently recruiting. 4 are clinical studies. 1, of course, is the global registry or the global platform Enroll-HD. There are 3 biomarker and imaging studies, and there are 7 quality of life studies. So you can just tab through the different types of studies. You can click on the descriptions of each study, and you'll get information about the study specifically. There's some exclusionary and inclusionary criteria for folks. There's a short title, a patient abstract, and then just general terms of where the information came from in terms of a patient summary and a professional summary. So again, everything is short, it's concise, easily accessible, and if anything doesn't make sense, you can always go back to the homepage and call that phone number.
Yeah, and I think one thing that I heard at the Huntington Study Group meeting, you say, and I think people are going to ask, why would I participate in this? I'm not going to qualify for any trials with the drugs I'm on or the treatments I'm on or my current situation or whatever. People are going to think I don't qualify for anything. But you said something at HSG that really made me think like this is pretty amazing because. You said you will qualify.
So everybody qualifies for at least one study, and that's the Enroll-HD study. So Enroll-HD is for literally everyone in the HD community. Every stage of the disease, pre-symptomatic, at risk, not tested, caregivers can participate. It's really meant to be a platform for the entire HD community. So when you search for a trial to participate in, absolutely everybody will match to Enroll-HD. And then additionally, you'll see if you are eligible to be a part of any of the clinical trials, the biomarker studies, or the quality of life studies. And these lists are constantly changing. They're being updated as we get information from the trial sponsors. We're removing studies that are no longer actively recruiting or that are on hold, and we're adding new studies, no matter how small, so that there are new options for families to check out.
Yeah, this is a great resource. And, you know, another thing I think we hear people often say is that, you know, the one thing I just said is I don't qualify for trials. I think that people understand you don't know if you qualify for trials, because I just heard of a new trial that's coming out or that's enrolling for irritability, severe irritability in Huntington's disease. And some people, I've heard them say, well, I can't be in a trial because I have too much irritability. Well, here is a study that's focused on irritability. So don't ever say never. We don't know what trials are out there. We don't know what are coming. And so being involved in something like Trial Finder is going to help you know when you are, so you don't have to look around and you don't have to, you know, it makes our jobs easier. As Huntington's families, we have enough on our plates. To have Trial Finder find the trials for us and let us know is the perfect program for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely, as I said, meant to cut through the clutter, get the information simply, accessibly, and allow you to have the conversation with your clinician, because this website is still just a resource. It's going to give you the phone number and the name of somebody locally for you to call and learn more about a particular study. But you still may not qualify for that study, as you mentioned. But it's important to be having that conversation, to be asking the questions. If you have any interest, this is a good tool that can lead you down a path to follow in terms of how you might get involved. And not every study is right for everybody, but this allows you to see the options and be able to see when something new comes down the road that you might be able to be a part of. And we hope that minimally it can increase interest in clinical studies and really help bring them to completion faster. I love this statistic only because I think it shows the urgent need for this. I've heard from the corporate sector that 80% of clinical studies fail to meet the timelines that they set out. Mm-hmm. So when they launch a clinical study, they believe they're going to be able to recruit everybody in, let's say, 18 months. Well, 80% of those timelines are blown, and that means that they have to spend more money, which increases the price of the drug down the line. And most importantly, it takes more time. And we don't have that extra time with our HD loved ones. So this is really a way to just, again, give us another tool to participate to the best of our ability in the process to bring some treatments forward.
Right. And is there any, like, rules in Trial Finder? Like, do you have to be 18 years or older? Is there anything like that within the guidelines of registering?
No. There's absolutely no age limitation. Because, again, it's just access to information. You can just view stuff and not sign in and not give any information whatsoever. You could log in and you can create an alias, which a lot of folks do. And all you have to do is put in a first name. You don't have to put in a last. So the only three required fields in the system are first name, email address, and password. And, of course, you have all the control over what information you actually put in those fields. But you can also just visit back to the site on a regular basis to view what's going on without actually signing up and having information pushed to you. And that's why we encourage folks to create a profile, because that way you don't have to keep remembering to go back to the site. You'll actually get emails when there's something new in your area. And we do have 2,100 folks who have registered on the site, which is fantastic. But we also know that there's a lot of just foot traffic that are coming to the site, viewing the information, and moving off.
Sure. And, you know, I want to say something. We came together with Help for HD International, and we actually have, I'm sure as many of you listeners know, we actually have a patient registry. And when we set this program out, we really were looking to help people update people about clinical trials. It is nowhere near advanced and as effective as this platform is that HDSA has used. We actually came together as a company, and we're going to be emailing everyone within that platform ways to go on to HD Trial Finder And then we are actually going to close that down for the clinical trial part. There's really no reason to reinvent the wheel. This is a really, really good platform. It's keeping you updated. It's constantly updated, as Louise said. They're going to constantly be emailing you about things. So, I mean, if it comes, I can't say constantly, that was wrong to say, but if it comes. So I think that this is definitely where people need to be as far as looking for clinical trials and getting emails about clinical trials. And so, Louise, let's just real quick, why is it important for people to participate in a program like this?
It is so important for people interested in the HD research process to follow the information that's going on about what different research opportunities are out there. It would be wonderful if the entire community participated in some of the broad registries like Enroll-HD, because that's really where the broad data sets are going to live that can help scientists better understand the progression of the disease, and that will help inform treatments. Enroll-HD will also have a really important role in helping to change standards of care for HD over time. So being a part of the Trial Finder, getting involved in Enroll is really powerful in terms of participating in the HD clinical science that is going to move us forward to making HD a treatable disease, hopefully a preventable one. But then also, it does give the tools for today, for some of these drug trials in particular and some of these biomarker and quality of life studies that are also really informative. So, you know, everyone has so many choices to make about how they engage. Going to HD Trial Finder is a window into the land of HD science. It's an opportunity to get involved if you choose. And we hope that the HD community will continue to be as excited as we are about the prospect that science holds and all the studies that are taking place.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I put out, so everyone, please go and register at trialfinder.com if you're interested. It's fantastic. I am registering my husband. I think this is an amazing tool. But we actually, when we put out that we were going to be having you on the show, Louise, we got a couple of questions from the community. Some of them I actually have, Louise and I talked about, a couple of them were about HD symptoms and stuff. These would be great questions for, like, LaVon Goodman for the Ask Dr. Goodman show. And Louise is always a wealth of information to be able to refer you to someone to talk to as far as a medical professional. But for the show's sake, we wanted to kind of just talk about questions that Louise is able to answer opposed to just give a referral. So one question that came in was on COE costs. So why is there a difference in going to one COE? And they were talking as far as testing.
Yeah, which is great questions. And Katie, I do appreciate you recognizing that I'm not a clinician. So as much as I would love to be able to answer some of those questions, there are people far more qualified on that. So the HDSA Centers of Excellence program, and we use the acronym COE, is a network of HD clinics around the country that provide multidisciplinary care. So these are clinics that actually have large patient clinics, they're seeing a lot of HD patients, they have experience, and that's really what we're looking for when they're awarded a Center of Excellence designation. The question about the cost is a really important one because each of these 41 institutions has different fees associated with visits, and from genetic testing to just seeing a neurologist, and they all handle it differently, much to our dismay. I wish there could be really a menu of costs that families could plan for and count on, but unfortunately that's not how the health system in the U.S. works. And when it comes to genetic testing in particular, we see huge variability. Some institutions will keep the costs really low or actually provide scholarships for families or individuals who can't pay, but others have a rack rate of like $5,000, which is just, from my perspective, you know, too much to bear from a cost perspective. So this is something that we're aware of, and I did look at California in particular in anticipation of this question, and I know that UCSF and UC San Diego both have scholarship programs for families that have a hard time paying. So their costs are around $1,200, but you can work with the clinical team to apply for essentially financial aid to get that cost as low as possible, and in some cases it can be free. UC Davis has a cost of around $1,000, and what you can do with them is pay it over time. So it's $200 up front, but then you can pay the balance in increments. So at least they'll work with you. But unfortunately, every institution's different. Sometimes they add handling fees for blood tests, or they charge for genetic counseling and a neurology visit and the blood test in sort of multiple ways that just make the fees add up. And we're definitely looking at it. But I encourage you, if this is something that you're thinking about and you can talk about it with your clinician, there may be some financial aid within the institution that you qualify for.
Yeah, that's amazing. I actually didn't realize that. So that's really important for our listeners to know. You can actually go to the institution and ask them about programs like this. That's really good. I know that the testing process is really hard for people, and a lot of it has to do with cost. So, so that's good to know. And so do you have any final thoughts for us, Louise, about anything we talked about today? I thank you so much for coming on. This was a really, really informative show, and I hope people really are able to take this information and definitely go to this site and check it out at least.
Yeah, no, I'm really grateful to be able to be on the show to talk with everyone about the Trial Finder, and I'm thrilled that we're able to do this partnership around Trial Finder to bring more and more families into the clinical research process, you know, of participating in things like Enroll and connecting to studies, because that's really where the answers will come from. So I'm just glad to be here, and if anyone has any questions, I'm pretty easy to find at HDSA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, it's really, and not to bring up a whole other subject, but I was in a bioethics conference yesterday. I participated in a conference, and I was blown away. I thought for sure I wouldn't fall in line with the bioethics, and I really did. And I think it's really interesting. One point they kept hitting was how clinical trials are so important, and they talked about these clinics that are kind of uprising, mostly stem cell clinics, where people are doing work that is not approved, and the repercussions of that, and actually how important clinical trials are. So clinical trials are important, and we have to get them filled. So I think it, you know, with these right to tries and all these acts coming up, it's really interesting. But I really do feel that clinical trials are important, because they do help us know if the potential treatment or therapy is safe and effective. So, and so we have to kind of come together and fill these trials and find out for the future generations, for sure. And hopefully our generation as well.
Absolutely.
So I think So I think we can actually wrap up the show. I actually am going to go into headline news real quick. There is a beautiful article written by the San Diego Tribune about Bill Johnston, the San Diego Charger, longtime PR director. As we've all heard, the Chargers are moving from San Diego to LA. LA actually has two football teams now, which is interesting. But Bill's wife has Huntington's disease, and he had to make a big decision, and he actually chose to stay in San Diego and not go to LA for his career, for the love of his wife. It's a beautiful article. You guys can go to the San Diego Tribune, and it's /SportsChargersSDChargersJohnston, and the article will come up. They did a really good job, also talking kind of about their love even when they were in college and stuff. So that's a great article. Another article that just came across Google alert this morning was that researchers in Cambridge identified a biomarker in sheep, actually, and it was showing, it's very interesting, it was showing that the metabolic process has actually started before any physical symptoms these sheep are showing any. So it's interesting research. It's a long, long article. So if you guys want to go to that, I will put that on the show page, but it's kind of interesting what these researchers have found, showing that Huntington's disease affects the metabolic system before any symptoms are present. What is this kind of research? Why is this important? Well, it's important for a lot of reasons. One, it helps us understand HD a little bit better, but also it will help researchers as well. But also when we're going through getting new therapies and treatments, obviously people want to know when is it tied to FDA? When do they intervene? When do they do these interventions, especially with all these different disease-modifying therapies on the horizon? So studies like this are important to help people research and understand when intervention should start and things of that sort. Interesting article. I will put it up on the show page for everyone to read if you guys would like. Next month, we have an exciting lineup of guests on Help for HD Live. We have Caring Voice Coalition on March 8th. March 15th, we have Dr. Brown from Washington coming on, and he's talking about an exciting study that's going on in Washington, and it's using laughter as a potential therapy for individuals living with neurodegenerative disorders. His focus is in MS, but he has actually enrolled Huntington's disease patients into this study, and it's actually showing great promise for the HD patient as well as the caregiver. So this is interesting, and we're excited to have him on the show to hear more about it. On March 22nd, we have Jason Evans on the show, and he has hiked thousands of miles to raise awareness and funds for HDSA, and he is an incredible adventurist, and we are really excited to talk to him, and he has definitely has a will like no other. So we're excited to have him on the show. Sorry. And then we are going to wrap up the month on the 29th to have with having the Huntington's Disease Study Group on with us to talk about exciting new programs that are going on there. For next month in March, March 9th, we are launching our HYPE program, which is our program that stands for Highly Interactive Participant Education. We're starting in Sacramento, and this is going to be really an exciting day. We actually are going to be interacting with professionals and problem solving together, caregivers, professionals working together to come up with different solutions for different problems. We're going to focus on behavior management as well as crisis management at this specific day. So it should be very interesting to see what we all come up with as a community and professionals together for different fictitious scenarios that we will come up with. So I think that will do it for the show. We look forward to talking to you guys next week. And until then, everyone have a safe night.